Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. In Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board. In Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/brainstorm now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more brainstorming tools like private mode and voting. That's Miro.com/brainstorm now.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It's Friday, June 28th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. A man is dead after an officer-involved shooting in Cincinnati last night. ONN's Jay Fox has the story.
The city of Cincinnati declared an emergency near the Music Hall and over the Rhine last night. Police say a suspect in a Cincinnati stabbing incident was seen driving near the iconic cultural venue as they were debuting the opera La Traviata to a full house. Outside the Music Hall, the suspect stopped, got out of his vehicle, and pointed a firearm at police. After refusing to surrender his weapon, he was shot and killed by police. Identities have not been released. The incident is under investigation.
Southwest of Cleveland, the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation is looking into a domestic dispute that turned deadly on Wednesday night in Olmsted Township. ONN's Kai Torque reports.
A father had called 911 saying that he shot his son in the chest because he was attacking him with a baseball bat.
Olmsted Township PD Lieutenant Scott Sonneborn tells us paramedics were unable to revive the unresponsive son, 29-year-old Corey Varga, who was taken to the hospital where he died from his injuries.
We grieve with the family as well and our community. As we spoke earlier, it's Olmsted Township. We don't get a lot of stuff like this, and it really hits hard when tragedies like this happen.
A motorcycle crash has claimed the life of a man near Dayton. ONN's Parker Testa has more.
Heber Heights police were called to Bell Fountain Road just before 7 Thursday night on reports of the crash. Upon arrival, officers found the bike in the grass off the side of the road. The 48-year-old man on the bike was dead at the scene. No word yet on what caused the crash.
In Columbus yesterday, 24-year-old former social worker Peyton Shires was sentenced to almost 5 years in prison for having sex with a 13-year-old boy. More from ONN's Kiara Lake.
The judge let Shires know that she will be sentenced to 4 years and 9 months in prison and that she will also have to register as a sex offender for the next 25 years.
The mother of the victim was not in the courtroom, but her victim impact statement was read by an advocate. She says the abuse by Shires has had a devastating impact on her family. Shires was arrested in October of 2023 and pleaded guilty to having sex with a 13-year-old assigned to her for counseling. In court, Shires apologized for what happened and says she felt horrible that the family has been impacted by her actions.
2 years to the day that Jaylen Walker was fatally shot by 8 police officers in Akron, yesterday a Democratic Ohio congresswoman introduced a bill that looks to improve relationships between law enforcement and their communities. Here's ONN's Danielle Wiggins.
Congresswoman Amelia Sykes, who represents nearly 800,000 people in areas including Akron and Canton, shares how she's fighting for new legislation she just introduced Thursday afternoon.
One of the conversations that I heard from my constituents in Canton was, we want to see more de-escalation training.
The bipartisan bill, called the Law Enforcement Scenario-Based Training for Safety and De-escalation Act of 2024, would require the U.S. Department of Justice to create real-life scenario-based training curriculum for law enforcement.
Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther says starting this weekend, there will be a significant increase in police patrolling the popular Short North neighborhood after a shooting left 10 people injured there last weekend. ONN's Doug Petcash has more.
The patrol will take place between midnight and 4:30 a.m. and will focus on certain areas such as parking lots and garages.
We don't want to share too much information about our strategy and plan, but you will notice the significant increase in police presence.
Mayor Ginther also says authorities will be enforcing a city curfew for teenagers between the ages of 13 and 17.
In Northwest Ohio, it's been 10 years since the Lake Erie algal bloom water crisis that caused a do not drink advisory for the public water supply. ONN's Dominique O'Neill in Toledo reports that while there's no active warning now, scientists are keeping an eye on the lake and the weather forecast.
The most recent measurement indicates there is slightly more phosphorus in the Maumee River this year than in the past two. Satellite images show an existing bloom in Sandusky Bay and bloom development near Monroe, Michigan. Typically, the bloom forms first near Maumee Bay, caused by farm runoff and lots of rain feed bacteria, increasing the severity. The harmful algal bloom severity is forecasted to be slightly less than the initial forecast and similar to last year's bloom.
And the Buckeye State is investing in healthier food options for people on public assistance. State Department of Health Director Dr. Bruce Vanderhoff says the state's WIC Farmers Market Nutrition Program is a win-win for both participants and the state economy. The program provides people who use WIC benefits with coupons to use during the summer and fall, allowing them to get fresh produce at a more affordable price. The Department of Health says last year, the WIC program paid more than $575,000 to farmers who took part. Thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WTOL in Toledo, and WBNS in Columbus, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.